Yesterday, I had one of those moments where I kind of patted myself on the back and I was like, you know what? If I was 10 years younger, I probably would have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars to try to get this thing fixed.
Nope, did it myself.
It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah, thanks to YouTube. Yesterday, it was
Man versus Mower.
Did you just produce an intro? That is amazing.
Yeah, it was Man versus Mower.
That is incredible production value.
Thank you.
That's incredible production value. I can hear it again.
Man versus Mower.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah, it was. It was Man versus Mower. So I was mowing my lawn and it just stopped. I felt it kind of like almost stall, like it was going to stall, like it was maybe running out of gas. And so I turned it off and I checked the gas. Gas was fine. And then I tried to start it again and the little pull cord for the mower, it was stuck. It wouldn't pull. Obviously, there was an error somewhere. The mower was like, nope, I'm not letting you turn this mower back on. So,
safety feature, probably.
Yeah, probably a safety feature. So I was like, all right. So I looked up YouTube and I was like, all right, why does this happen? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
why is my mower not mowing anymore?
Yeah. So it was like, all right,
start my mower.
You know, check this, check that, check this, check that. And I was like, all right, got it. So I went out, I checked it, still didn't work. Checked that, still didn't work. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to pull out the tools a la YouTube. So I opened up YouTube and I'm like, okay, it looks kind of easy. Looks kind of easy what they did. So I literally took my mower apart.
Thanks to YouTube.
Which, you know, years ago, I would have been like, no, I don't even want to try this because
you would have been driving to go get a new mower.
Yes,
day.
I'm exactly. Yes. Yes. I would have completely ruined it.
Yep.
And I was like, I would have just taken it to a repair shop or whatever and been like, here's my money, fix my mower.
And we wouldn't even done that. We would have just go buy a new mower. Well, time to get a new mower.
Yes, the mower's done.
Doesn't work anymore. Let's go. Yeah.
So I undid it and kind of tinkered around with it, oiled it up, lubed it up, put it back together, and it worked. And I was like, wow, look at that.
I did it myself,
fixing things.
Even though it was
Man versus Mower.
I ended up
the victor.
Yes, I felt some sort of way. I was like, man, YouTube. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, YouTube has literally replaced, like a dad or someone that you could call and be like, hey, what do you do here? Because I've learned how to tie a bow tie. Mm-hmm. In fact, every single year, right around Derby, I look up the same video. I'm like,
yep.
Remind me again how I do it.
Yeah. Just keep it saved.
Yeah, exactly.
You can have a little collection of the videos that you save, things that have taught you how to fix various things around the house or little skills.
Replace the air conditioning in a Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a king after that. The complete dashboard off the car. Was looking up YouTube videos.
Don't you want to then drive to your guy and show him, say, hey.
Look what I did.
I could practically work here now. Because look what I did all by myself.
I have quote unquote solved or at least attempted to solve plumbing issues thanks to YouTube. And
attempted to solve, which means that didn't really work.
Well,
call a professional.
YouTube's
not going to put all the professionals out of business.
No, definitely not. And it still relies on you to do exactly what the professional says to do and how he does it. And it relies on you to do all that stuff. But anyway,
thank goodness those people started channels.
That's right. And all that information just lives right there. And so whether you learned how to tie a tie or fix a lawnmower or replace the air conditioning in a Volkswagen Jetta, did YouTube teach you how to do something amazing?
We're talking useful things, not just dances. Because the internet teaches us dances.
Sure, it teaches you dances and fun things like that. You know, Glenn says, yeah, rebuilt my lawnmower engine. Replaced the mower and pump on my dishwasher and replaced the burners on my gas grill.
Wow.
Dang.
That's See? A lot of handy things.
See, YouTube. Look at that.
Wow.
It is an endless source of knowledge.
Yeah, the problem is you still have to put the effort in.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the problem.
I guess the lawnmower doesn't work anymore. I guess we're just going to get a new one.
But then it's like we still have to be the one doing it. Otherwise, calling someone else to do that.
Brady says, learned how to cook an endless amount of dishes from recipes. Oh, I didn't even consider that. Yeah, like kind of the how-to, the recipes, the video recipes on how-to.
Listen, Gordon Ramsay escorted us through our Thanksgiving meal. Yeah, we did a turkey recipe of his. We did found another sweet potato casserole on YouTube.
And the best part is you can be like, oh, you're going too fast,
Yep,
pause,
exactly.
Go
pause.
Back,
yep.
Pause, go back.
Yep. 1,000%.
All right, do you have anything fun? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your what YouTube taught you. Whether you were feeling you were in a battle.
Men versus mower.
And YouTube came to bail you out when your mower broke.
I love that you spent time to produce that just for the effect. It's great. It's very dramatic. I like it.
Yeah, it's the little things that we do here on the show on 99.7 DJX. What did you learn from YouTube? I got a message from Katie, how to unclog a toilet with dish soap and hot water.
Oh, wow. Really?
Didn't have a plunger. I was panicking. YouTube came through like a superhero. Wow.
That's handy. Might have
dish
to look
soap and hot water.
Who knew?
All right.
Who knew? Isabel, I learned how to contour my nose so it looks like it came from the Kardashians factory. Never knew a $6 brush and bronzer could make me feel like I have a new face.
See, look at that. You guys are, I'm impressed.
There is no shortage of makeup tutorials.
Right.
No shortage.
Right. Rachel, I learned that my boyfriend was definitely love bombing me.
Uh-oh.
I need to look what that is. I watched the therapist break it down and was like, oh yeah, I dumped him the next day. What is love bombing?
Oh, that's when they like really come on strong.
Oh.
Like from like the very beginning, just really just pouring on all the affection and just kind of just coming on really strong.
And so that's a bad thing?
Yes, can be.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Robert says how to build floating shelves from scratch. I'm not the handiest of guys. Okay, I may have cried once, drilled into a wire, but in the end, my plant babies have a new home, LOL.
May have cried once. Oh, I like that. YouTube, the ultimate teacher. Tina, I learned that my cat has separation anxiety.
Oh, no.
Thought she was just being dramatic. Shout out to the animal behaviorist vlogger for the reality check.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I learned my dog is a Velcro dog. Not thanks to YouTube, but just because... Actually, no. YouTube gave me the phrase Velcro dog. I hadn't heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that before, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Listen, and then it will, it's kind of amazing the products that will get suggested to you on the timeline because I was literally, we had all three dogs at the vet and two out of the three feel it's the most traumatizing thing that's ever happened to them every single time we go.
Right.
Poppy's a good one. She doesn't care. She just sits there and whatever. But Piper loses her mind. And now Peaches is losing her mind because Piper's losing her mind.
Oh, so yeah. Solidarity.
They kind of came out and were sitting on the floor with us in the lobby. And she was kind of saying, maybe if we start, like, hold an electric toothbrush on the paw and just to kind of get them used to, like, vibration on their paw. And then maybe we can do, like, the Dremel instead of the cutting. The clipping of the nails.
Oh.
And so, but then there's another woman that came in with her bigger dog, and then our dogs start like barking at them. And she's like, can you guys come outside? She was really traumatized by our dogs.
Like YouTube, I tried something I did see on YouTube about clipping dogs' nails is the whole distracting them with peanut butter or something like that and giving
with
them some treat.
On the forehead, yes.
I didn't go so far as to do that.
We did.
It did not work. It did not work for my 60-pound pit bull.
It worked on Poppy. The others, again, we need a different set of tools. And so, and then there is a product that popped up in our feed. It's a very quiet, grinder that the dogs barely feel a vibration. And it's very quiet, so the noise doesn't freak them out. So we might buy that.
Gina said, I learned how to fix a leaky faucet at 2 o'clock in the morning. Was it sexy? No. Was I proud? Beyond. I even sent a video to my dad. I'm telling you, when you do those DIY things and that you've figured out yourself, there is no better feeling in the world.
Yes, and you have to tell somebody. And it doesn't matter how old you get, you're probably going to have to tell your dad.
Yeah.
Because you know no one else is going to be more proud that you did something by yourself than dad.
Right. That is funny. These are good. Thank you for the stories there.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Paula, I'm going to look this one up. How to make candles out of old wine bottles.
Oh.
We have a friend that used to work at our station that did that on the side, and they're really cool looking.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm both crafty and borderline a hoarder of Pinot Grigio memories.
Yeah, I think our coworker used bourbon bottles.
Yeah,
bourbon bottles.
We bought a couple of them. They're really cool looking.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. All right, good from that.
A lot of good learning. I'm going to look a lot of those up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Cindy, then, she just messaged us. I learned from YouTube, of all places, that most relationship advice boils down to, if they wanted to, they would have. Harsh but fair. But now I'm thriving.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, you could look up a little pseudo, therapists there on YouTube as well. So.
Oh, there's a lot of things you can learn. Yes.
Yep. All right. Good stories.